This is the message delivered by Pastor Hon on New Year's Day service on January 1st, 2022. The message title is Love Builds Up People. Scripture passage is from 1 Corinthians chapter 8 verses 1 through 3 and 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 8. A happy new year. Let us support each other this year again. I'd like to read from the 1 Corinthians chapter 8 verses 1 through 3 and 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 8. These two passages makes up a 2022 theme scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 8 verses 1 through 3. Now about food sacrificed to idols. We know that we all possess knowledge, but knowledge puffs up while love builds up. Those who think they know something do not yet know as they ought to know. But whoever loves God is known by God. 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 8. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. 2022 theme scripture passage is a combination of the words from the 1 Corinthians chapter 8 verses 1 through 3 and the words from the 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 8 as written on the wall. Let us read it aloud together. Knowledge puffs up while love builds up. Love covers over a multitude of sins. Therefore, above all, love each other deeply. At first, I thought to choose either the 1 Corinthians verses written by the Apostle Paul or the 1 Peter verses written by the Apostle Paul, Apostle Peter. But these two verses inevitably overlap. I could not cut either one, so I decided to stack them up. The true meaning of the word love builds up people by Paul in the 1 Corinthians and the true meaning of the word love covers many sins by Peter in Peter's letter sound alike. I thought that the true meaning of the word would become clearer if we combine them that express the same thing in different words. And it is enough to combine these two words, love builds up and love covers many sins, but if I had pulled out knowledge puffs up, which is at the other end of the spectrum, I thought I would cover up something that I didn't want to see, but that I had to look at, and I would turn my eyes away from our reality. So, as the Apostle Paul did, I included in the theme scripture, knowledge puffs up. Furthermore, after saying the fact that the knowledge puffs up and love builds up, love covers many sins. Peter says that our act must follow this fact. I added Peter's word, so first and foremost, love each other deeply, to make sure that we not only abide the fact that the word teaches us, but also we are to be led to live the word. This is how the theme scripture passage was made for 2022. What this rather long theme passage means is consideration for others with love, forgiveness of others with love, and acceptance of others with love. What do you feel when you see this word? I was really troubled when thinking about the 2022 theme scripture passage. Well, I'm troubled every year, but this year's annual theme scripture was so worrisome that I felt like running away until the very end. Even after deciding it, I even thought of going without the theme passage in 2022 or continuing the theme passage of 2021. Many thoughts crossed my mind, such as, isn't it a burden for anyone to put this word in the chapel for a year and sing the theme song every week? Or some might think, no, I understand what you're saying, but I cannot do it. And wouldn't it make them feel like giving up? Furthermore, others might think, isn't this word not seen in my own life and I will strangle myself? Or worried such as, does the church deny the intellect of people? Is it encouraging us to conceal sins and evil deeds? All three theme scripture passages since I became the senior pastor contain the words Holy Spirit, I, or God, which described God Himself. They meant to describe who God is either by the word directly spoken by Jesus or as the word to describe God Himself. However, this year's theme passage is not so much as God is this kind of person, but the next stage. God is this kind of person, so we who believe in Him should do this. God expects us to do this, and by doing this, it becomes clear that Christians are Christians. The weight is on our acts and behaviors. Become a person who acts on the word, or faith without deeds is dead, said James, the brother of Jesus, in James' letter. Martin Luther, who caused the religious reform, said it's okay to remove it from the 66 volumes in the Bible because it emphasizes human actions too much, not salvation by the grace of God. And he hated James' letter very much by saying it is like a straw waste. Well, this was Luther's trauma, a mistake and interpretation that was made by his own experience, that he could not obtain any peace or assurance of salvation by rigorous discipline or training as a monk. If this new theme scripture passage for 2022 is hung on the wall of the chapel for a year, I wonder if it will make people feel in a similar way, give burdens or annoyances. Probably there was also a so-called Satan's attack while I was thinking about it. However, after all, this passage never left my heart, and I could not help thinking that it was a message from God that He wants from us. In the end, no matter which page we turn in the Bible, it sounds a bit like a TV commercial, but the Bible speaks to us. Is there a love there? The Pentateuch, the prophecy, the history, the poetry, the gospel, Paul's letters, John's letters, the Apocalypse, everywhere in the Bible, God asks us, is there a love there? About 3 days before I first entered the seminary, I had a meal with my older cousin, who was a teacher of the Faculty of Theology at the university. He told me this. Toyokazu, the Pentateuch are all about God's love. This was 21 years ago. At that time, I had no idea what he was speaking about. But now, I raise both of my hands to agree with the words Toyokazu, Moses, Pentateuch, are all about the love of God. Now I can say not only the Pentateuch, but everywhere in the Bible, God's love and consideration are packed. And of course, I and we all have the love of Jesus and God. but I cannot help but feel like we are being asked. We are satisfied only with being loved by God, but do we really love that person, this family, this brother, that sister, this family of Christ? I'm sorry to say this passionate word early in the new year, but I cannot help but think this is not my word, but what Jesus, God, Holy Spirit is speaking to us. In fact, Jesus summarized in only two sentences of our deeds, the 66th volumes of the Bible, which was written over 2,000 years. Love your God with all your heart, all your life, all your power, and love your neighbor like yourself. Instead of summarizing the Bible with the words that introduce the nature and the character of God, God is this kind of person, Jesus summarized the Bible with our actions, deeds of love. In other words, the Bible does not say, become aware that you are loved by God, yes, that's it. But how do you live based on the fact that you are loved? Is love living in our life? Is love the purpose of your faith in your life? And that love is not the love of eros or romance. It is the love that you are not proud of, that you do not expect in return, and that makes yourself fool and get hurt. In short, it's the love of Jesus, the love we do not have. Looking at the Gospel of Luke, as I said earlier, immediately after Jesus summarized that the action of loving God and loving people is what the Bible wants to say, he speaks the story of the Samaritan who helped the victim of robbery. A man who was attacked by a robber, stripped off his clothes, and dying, was helped and treated by a passing Samaritan who had been dismissed by the Jews. This Samaritan cared for the man and paid for the inn, and he even said to the innkeeper, if there is something short, I will pay up later. And he left without giving his name. If the Samaritan later asks the robbed man after his recovery, please pay me back, secret to the innkeeper in order to pretend to be a good person, it's not love. It's just a sneak peek. It's not love. If you do not want to lose even by doing good, if you do not want to be ridiculed, to lose to your opponent, or even to be seen as a hypocrite, it is no longer love. But the love that the Samaritan made was neither proud nor expected in return, and he was fooled and lost. But there was love there. After talking about the Samaritan, Jesus did not conclude it as a teaching of a knowledge of a correct love by saying, isn't it a good story to be impressed? Instead, he said, go and do the same. Why did Jesus talk about the Samaritan? Is it to blame us for not being able to do like the Samaritan? Is it to teach us the correct doctrine of love and to accumulate knowledge of the Bible in us? No. If you know it, it is to be acted. Just knowing it would end up being conceited. Just accumulating knowledge does not make love. The foremost reason Jesus talked about the Samaritan is, above all, that Jesus himself was the ultimate Samaritan who was full of love like the Samaritan. Jesus told the story of the Samaritan to those of us who yearns for Jesus, love Jesus, rejoice in Jesus, believe in Jesus, and thank Jesus, to realize that it is love and to be able to act on it. It is this love that the world needs now, The world lacks in this love. The lack of this love is the fundamental problem. But as I said earlier, we do not have this kind of love. To change the story a little, there is this famous verse in the Gospel of John that says, "Truth sets you free." If you believe in the truth, Jesus Christ, we will be free. Nothing can bind us. No tie can hold our soul down. If you say, "Because I believed in Jesus, I'm free in everything," that is not wrong and it is correct. It's a great answer. We gained freedom in Jesus Christ. In order to give us freedom, Jesus hung himself on the cross and died. Therefore, nothing can deprive us of the freedom of Christ's atonement. This is an important doctrine that the Bible teaches us. Galatians chapter 5 verse 1 says, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery." This word is a fact. It is a truth. Christ has done his work to give us freedom and to free us from all the bindings. In addition, he warns us to be careful not to be deprived of our freedom and even not to take the yoke of slavery again. Then, what should we do so as not to be deprived of that freedom and not to bear the yoke of slaves again? It leads to the words in verse 13. Galatians chapter 5, verse 13. "You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love." Not to be deprived of the freedom we have been given and not to bear the yoke of slavery again, we are to serve one another with love. The Japanese translation of "serve each other with love" here is a translation of the implication, and it is a little diluted expression. The literal translation is "to serve each other like slaves with love." In other words, in order not to be deprived of the freedom given and not to bear the yoke of slaves again, we serve each other like slaves with love. While saying that we are free, the Bible says, with love, be a slave to the other person. So as not to become a slave, we become a slave. However, there is a big difference between these two slaves. One slave does not come with love, but the other slave comes with love. Looking at Romans chapter 6, it says, "We have been freed from the slaves of sin, become slaves of righteousness, and become slaves of God." The Bible consistently says, as if it were inconsistent, but it is never inconsistent. Even if you believe in Christ, you are still a slave, but you are a slave of righteousness and a slave of God. It is not a slave of sin or a slave of evil. The slave of sin is a slave in itself. There is no peace, no freedom, and in bondage, the heart is abundant. But the slaves of righteousness, the slaves of God, are more peaceful, enjoy freedom, and fill their hearts and souls the more they devote themselves to slavery. And the core of this righteous slave, the slave of God, is love. Serving each other like slaves with love, we Christians can maintain and enjoy the freedom that Christ has given us. One enjoys freedom when living as a slave of righteousness and slave of God. To love others, we can enjoy our freedom when we serve them like slaves. With love, when serving like slaves, we can enjoy each other's freedom. Instead of waiting for other person to become our slave first, when we serve like the other person's slave first, we realize the freedom increased in Christ. Slavery is a word that means death, which means that we die in the presence of others, but none of us have the same love as the Samaritan mentioned earlier, and none of us have the love to die for others. But the Bible wants us to die for others like Christ, and it says when we die for others, we can experience freedom. We have freedom in Christ, but it does not mean that we can live freely as we wish. Also, even if we live freely as we wish, we will not feel free before long, and we will feel like we are a slave to binding and something or someone. We become slaves of even the hobbies and pleasures that we love. Jesus was not crucified so that we do what we want to do as we want and to be deprived of spiritual freedom again. We have the freedom in Christ to receive and enjoy the very best. For the freedom to be God's people, we are freed to become a servant of God, freedom to live with Jesus, freedom to serve, forgive, and love each other like slaves. I don't want to do it, but I'm free to do what I really have to do. I'm willing to follow in order to benefit others, even though I may lose. Freedom to live with the Lord Jesus, even if it is difficult to love, forgive, or accept. This is the freedom we have in Jesus Christ. Fish can only live in water. However, the water does not bind the fish. The fish are in the water and can swim freely or can fully breathe. Those who have dived may have experienced it, but even though human beings are unable to live in water very long, when swimming in the water even for a short time, we feel as if we were freely floating in air. Water is not a bond, but freedom, especially for fish. Fish that have been taken out of the water or have jumped out will die in the binding of being unable to breathe or move, let alone be free. Fish enjoy freedom only when they are in the water. For example, living freely between a couple does not mean that the husband deceives the wife and the wife deceives the husband, and does not mean freely do what the couple should not do. It is the freedom of the couple for the husband to the wife, and for the wife to the husband, to live in good faith until the end, even if there is a failure. The moment the couple's freedom is mistaken, all freedom is lost and the family is destroyed. In the book of Isaiah, there is a passage that compares God to a husband and us to a wife. We enjoy freedom by living and acting on the word of God with the word and in the word. The first people, Adam and Eve, lost their freedom from the moment they disobeyed the word of God. And the core of the word of God is to serve each other like slaves with love. There, the greatest and only freedom resides that people can experience. Galatians chapter 5, verses 14 and 15 says, "For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command, love your neighbor as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other." Jesus put together the Bible with the two sentences, love God and love others. But this letter to the Galatians goes one step further. The word love God blends into the word love others like yourselves and is combined into one word, one sentence instead of two. Love your neighbor as yourself. Truth is, this is a summary of the Bible and is said to be an extract. It is just said that the relationship with God appears in the relationship with people. And if this is not possible, they will destroy each other. However, as I have said many times before, the problem is that we cannot love or serve each other like slaves with love. However, God also teaches us how to do it properly. Galatians chapter 5 verses 16 and 17. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. It is said that the Holy Spirit God in us will do what we cannot do to serve like slaves with love. Then does it mean we depend on others to do so? That is also incorrect. As the command, walk by the Spirit, we keep an eye on the Lord Jesus and on God and continue to know who God is and who Jesus is, and we keep doing so. Just as the Israelites were commanded to offer a lamb every morning and night, just as they were commanded to ruminate the word day and night, it is commanded to continue to know who God and Jesus are by exploring what the will of God and Jesus who live and accompany us. We can love, forgive, and accept only if we know God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. We can be humble only if we know God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. We can serve each other as slaves by knowing God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. It is not for us to love, forgive, accept, be humble, and serve like slaves with our own power and virtue. By longing for God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, we will enjoy the freedom to live in the love that God wants, not what we want. On the contrary, the more we look at ourselves, keep an eye on ourselves, and focus on ourselves, the more we cannot love, forgive, or accept. The more we look at ourselves, keep an eye on ourselves, and focus on ourselves, the more we will be scorned and proud. The more we look at ourselves, keep an eye on ourselves, and pay attention to ourselves, the more we treat and want to treat people like slaves. With our power and virtue, the more we try to love, forgive, and accept, the more we will bind ourselves and bear the yoke. If we persuade, preach, emphasize, be careful, do charities, and do a lot of good things to serve each other with love by saying that we should love each other, practice love, become a person of love, we will soon be exhausted. Even if you could do something good with love, and you will feel proud of it, be scorned, proud, and want to show each other, and it will not last very long. If we cannot do it anymore, if it does not work, we will end up abandoning it. Then what should we do? There is only one way. It is to align our eyes with Jesus. Keep an eye on Jesus, get to know Jesus, meet Jesus personally, and truly become one with Jesus. We do not know Jesus only by our head, but we know Jesus by our experience to become one with Him. That is to walk by the Spirit. Paul also says in Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 and 20, "The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, and debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions. I'm no longer alive, but Christ lives in me. I'm dead, Christ is alive in me." It is religious fact that the Apostle Paul recognized. If I keep an eye on Jesus, know Him, meet Him personally, and truly become one with Him, I will die and Christ lives in me. I confess that I can die to love people. As I die, I know the fact that the Christ is alive, and I enjoy that I am allowed to live. We can die because of Christ. It leads to living and loving. That Christ is alive in me, that I am dead, and that Christ is alive, this is the secret to zealous love for one another. Slavery means death, but serving like a slave by love overflows with the lively life of Christ. There is freedom, it is fruitful, that love nurtures people. The slave of sin ends in destruction, but the slave of righteousness comes with fruit. The fruit of realizing that Christ is alive in us, enjoying freedom, and serving one another with love will naturally bear a fruit. Therefore, let us die to ourselves. What we lack is neither knowledge, virtue, nor power, but a sense of unity with Jesus, that we die like Jesus, that Jesus is living within us. I pray that our lives, which begins on January 1st, 2022, will bring about fruit like this theme scripture passage when we love each other enthusiastically. Let us pray.